G'day everyone, Ian here. Just poured myself a beer. Which takes me back to the fact that my poor grandmother, a woman I never met, died when my mother was only 4 years old. But this was the 30s. So it was pretty tough back then, wasn't it? And my mother was raised by her much older brother. He was 21 years older than Mum. And he raised her and Mum's twin sister. And many, 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 many years later, 1974, as a matter of fact, when I was 14 years old, I remember visiting him. Bear with me, it's coming. And I remember visiting with my sisters and my mother and staying with them. And he went down under the house in where he's living, in far north Queensland, a little town, a little country town called Proserpine, which is no more than a sugar milling town. He was chief engineer at that sugar mill. And underneath the house was a high set house. Up there, the houses were up on timber stumps, create a bit of airflow underneath. And underneath the house, he had his bric-a-brac, the car, his little workshop, and he also brewed a little bit of beer. And I remember watching him soaking the hops and mixing in the malt and brewing it all up together and bottling the beer. And it was such an arduous process. And I thought, why on earth would anybody want to do this? Anyway, fast forward 15 plus years to about 1990. And I'd heard these rumours, these stories that making your own beer at home was really easy. And I looked into it, and sure enough, things had profoundly changed from when my Uncle Evan was doing it. And it was now available quick and easily because companies like Cooper's in Adelaide, a family-owned brewery, that did okay, particularly supplying South Australia with their beer, had decided to get in on the home brew craze that was developing. As it turns out, home brew for Coopers actually saved their ass. But that's an aside. So I looked into it and I started making my own beer. Like I said, this is 1990. This is 25-6 years ago. And I've been still making beer for myself all that time. Just buying the kits. The way Evan did it was really hard work. It was arduous. You know, like if you want to do it that way, fair enough, you know, but it's hard, hard work. You've got to boil it all up and you've got to steep all the ingredients together and you've got to make it work. And yeah, you might be able to save a little bit of money, but you can go out now and buy these tins, these 1.5 litre cans of syrup, of malt. Add a little bit of sugar, which is what I've done for many, many years, but these days I'm starting to use dextrose, which is slightly better. And you can play and tweak and create variations, knowing that the brewers have actually done all the hard work in the background. And like I said, I've been brewing for 25 years. I wouldn't really call it brewing. It's more like a woman who makes a cake. And there are those, like my mother used to do, who would get all the base ingredients and mix them up. And then there would be those who would go and get a packet mix. Well, this is more akin to the packet mix cake making process. It's not that hard. But most people don't do it because it's still too much work. It takes me a good hour to actually bottle a brew. But it only takes me about 10 minutes to put it down for fermentation. But there's still a fair bit of work, but the savings are mammoth. And I have drunk thousands of my own bottles of homebrew over the years. But I've had to put in the work. And tonight, I've been putting down 29 bottles, 29 750 milliliter bottles of stout, Cooper's stout, Irish style stout. But what I've done is the homebrew shop where I buy it from have got this mix that I can add to it, which is some powdered malt and some dextrose, because you need the dextrose for the sugar component of it so it can ferment. You know, you get a bit of fermentation from the malt as well. And a little bit of extra yeast, along with the Cooper's standard brew. You know, now, the Cooper's brew would probably cost me $18. And then I've had to sort of fork out an extra $8 or $10. So, you know, it's a little bit extra. But I did this the last 2 years, and I specifically do it so that I've got stout to drink during winter. And I'm trying to approximate, I know I can't get it, but I'm trying to approximate the taste of Guinness. And the last 2 years, it's been very, 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 have I said very enough? Very good. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to do another batch exactly the same in about 4 weeks. It takes me about 2 weeks to put a batch down, but I like to intersperse it with other variants. I've recently discovered, you know, well, in the last few years, I've been drinking far more IPA as I've been getting older. I am an old bastard these days. You know, I like those stronger tastes. So I've been really enjoying Indian pale ales. But what I've been really enjoying is American Indian pale ales, which are IPAs that have got American hops, otherwise known as Cascade hops, added to them. And one of my local little microbreweries here in West End in Brisbane does an amazing American IPA, and it's stunning. And I've done pretty good at approximating that by going out and buying a IPA kit and adding some Cascade or American hops to it. And they give you that beautiful citrusy, fruity flavour. You know, the IPAs are bitter and tart and strong, and the Cascade hops are flowery and citrusy. Beautiful blend. But that's a more spring, autumn, summer sort of drink, and we're now moving into winter. So it's appropriate that I move towards the ales, the heavier body drinks, and the things that are more appropriate for the cooler climate that we're moving into. And that's why I'm creating my Irish style stout, so I can enjoy a few Guinness style drinks. I might take a few over to Dad. He doesn't mind a bit of stout, much like his father, with a sprinkle of salt, just a sprinkle, in amongst the foam. Yeah, I think I might do that.